Not that bang the internet. Ron and Chris gon' bang the internet. Singing them songs in Chris's office, laying it down and getting it off. And we gon' bang the internet all day. Oh, hey, hey, we bang the internet. We bang, 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 bang all day long. We bang on Facebook and Twitter. We hate it all and yeah. We gonna bang that internet today. Oh, yeah.
Society is crumbling. Information overload, man. We're drowning in a quagmire of vid clips, email, and sound bites. We can't absorb it all. There's only one sane solution. Blow it up!
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast with them bomb beats that bomb diggity bomb diggity bomb diggity bomb diggity bomb diggity bomb diggity bomb boom boom boom. So yeah, anyway, we're talking about music today.
This is the thing that we do sometimes.
Yeah.
I played music once when I was a baby. I didn't even know what I was doing.
You played music when you were a baby?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And if you're new to the show, Ryan lies a lot. So, bang the internet. We're talking about music in the internet.
But in music, they say baby a lot. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And I would like to talk about that.
I'd rather not. I think that's been talked to death. You might even say it's been
aborted.
Start over. Bang the internet. Music. The thing about the internet and music is a lot of people think it works together really well, but it doesn't. It's bad. You know why? Because not only do you get the really good artists who, they're showing their talent to the world via the internet, you also get the real crappers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's like one of those things where for every Michael Bublé, you also got a Michael Bubble.
I was totally going to say that, and then I'm like, no, that's not a good one.
Yeah, I said it, so. I'm glad I could get you out of that one.
Yeah. You took a Bublé bullet for me.
YouTube is this great avenue for people to show off their music, and they get on there and you get these cool like acoustic covers and like all this kind of stuff. But then every now and then you got the guy who, you know, thinks he's the best rapper in the world all because he saw 10 other people, you know, rapping an Eminem verse on YouTube. Next thing you know, he's all overconfident and it's like, hey man, I know what guy who makes beats and I can rap. But then he puts out constant crap. Them lines where every rhyme is whack. Oh, here we go. But then we laugh and stare and share this rare gem on our timeline. That's when it goes viral and it spirals higher into diamond stats. But then someone makes the common comment that the guy's a hack. The guy decides to comment back. Man, why y'all hating on a cat? I'm just trying to rhyme and grind and find the time to sign contracts. Spit that venom on the web. Besides, my mama's got my back. But then his mama comments and she says, son, you're kind of whack. Then he kills himself.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's like a cyberbullying issue.
That's a serious issue.
It's kind of sad. So that's what's wrong with using on the internet.
Oh, yeah? Well, sometimes I want to be a man, but I don't know how to find it because I don't have any friends. And I want to be eating on the lift and in the park. And then I found an after dark.
You should stop rapping. Leave it to the black guys. I was going to say leave it to the professionals.
One in the same.
Leave it to the professionals. That is to say, leave it to the black guys and Eminem and Macklemore.
Sometimes a man doesn't know if he's a rapper, but then his mommy and daddy can come and give him some lessons.
Start over. Bang the internet. Music. So anyway, there's a lot of people finding success using the internet for rap. I think, you know, I guess our example for the day could be Macklemore. You know, like, he used the internet to become a viral sensation and then won, like, 4 Grammys.
The first fish rapper.
First Macklemore?
Yep.
It's like it's Ryan's go-to Macklemore joke is to call him a fish.
That's most of my jokes. They're all Pesco. They call it's a new line of joke I'm trying out. Pesco related jokes.
So it's like is it like, converting all musicians to or things to fish?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, seal. And I'm also like vanilla tuna. You know, like George Michael the fish. Ray Franklin. Ray Stingray Charles. Stingray Charles.
Nice.
There we go. Now we're getting somewhere. My Pesco related jokes are starting to advance.
Fishy Smalls. Well, it's a bad one.
I just imagine Biggie in like the Gordon's Fisherman uniform looking sad. Big rain, yellow rain.
Yeah, slicker. Yeah, you got the hat on too.
Fisher Spalls.
Biggie always looks sad anyway.
And even though you can't smell him, I mean, your mind you can.
Fishy Smalls, fish sticks. So with music, like on the internet, I think the big thing is like you have multiple avenues to put your stuff out there, which is cool. That's fine. But then you also have multiple critics. My big thing about music is that like it's so subjective, obviously, what we think of it and even whether it follows certain standards. But then you got these websites, and I used to write for one of these kind of websites where they say, oh, pick apart this song and say what you like and don't like about it. And then you like write it. And you send it in, and they're like, no, that's wrong. This album does not deserve that rating, or that rating is too low. And I'm like, wait.
Were you too nice or too harsh as a critic?
I mean, I fell on both ends of the spectrum. Like, there was one album that I thought it was dece. I thought it was pretty good. And I give it a pretty good review.
White
and
translation, dece means decent.
I thought it was cool. And so, like, I sent the review in, and the guy's like, man, okay, throw the gloves down. Let's tell me why you think this album's so good. And I tell him, and he's like, yeah, but... And he argues with me, and his points are fine, but they're all, like, his opinion. Why is your opinion more important than mine? Because you have been writing for the site longer. And then you put the review up, and then people comment, and they change the score that I gave it to something else, and then put the review up, and people are like, I can't believe you guys gave him this rating. And I'm like...
As no wonder you have such a hatred towards commenters. This is deeply rooted.
Yeah.
It was, you know, like so we had like the Roger Ebes, you know, we had our Gene Siskies, we had our Gene Shalit, prominent movie critics, right? Okay. Where's the music critics? Because
nobody cares.
Yeah, no one even likes music.
No, well, right, but more specifically, nobody likes music critics. Like, who cares, like, what you think?
People probably don't like listening to podcasters talking about critics.
Yeah, that's either boring. Here's the deal. Here's why music and the internet are a bad mix.
Poisonous.
Guess what the internet brought you?
Sandpaper.
No. Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was the correct answer.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a dark mark on the internet history.
So this guy got on SoundClick, and he put a bunch of music on there, and then he got a record deal. It's this weird, like, he'd never performed in front of more than, like, a couple hundred people, and he got a record deal. And so, like, now he's Soulja Boy, and now everybody knows who he is, and he's got money. Like, thanks, internet. And how many artists are like that?
You know,
now?
How many? What about the next Celine Dion? Maybe she could have made it big through traditional routes, through the record industry, and now we got a Soulja Boy on our hands.
Yeah. All because of the internet. I guess you could say, like, it's a positive that, like, everyone has that avenue, but at the same time, like, it muddies the field quite a bit. If you're a
Muddy Waters was a musician. That's a reference to music. Well, I didn't mean to stop you.
Yeah. No, tell me about this Muddy Waters character.
Music is something that makes me feel grand. Since he was important enough to
interrupt my...
Music is an art. It makes me feel grand. And sometimes the music will take me walking through the sand of a beach. Nonetheless, I do dare confess, music is the greatest time. I like music, my name. I like music, Ryan.
My point is, with music, is that with the internet, it muddies the waters. It makes everything gel together. So some guy comes up with a...
That's the Muddy Waters. It's like pouring out a little bit of the 40 on the curb for your dead homie. Just kind of a...
like a lazy guitar riff.
Yeah, like a... Yeah, they just kind of vibed a little.
Well,
white translation, vibed means vibrate.
When you have like, okay, so let's say you have a talented guy who puts out like, you know, puts his stuff up all the time on SoundCloud and can't get more than 200 views. But then you have like a guy who kind of stinks, who puts out one song that's decent and then everything else sucks. But then he has a bigger following, right? Now, right now, it doesn't matter. It's like, okay, whatever, I won't listen to him. But... You know, when these record companies and these folks go through and peruse the internet and see what's going, they look for the guy who's got a ton of followers, who's got that one song with a ton of views, who's the most marketable, you know? And then they put that guy out. It's like the new version of the bubblegum pop machine.
Bubblegum pop, bubble, 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 pop.
In the form of the internet. And so the internet's
internet
just,
pop in a bubblegum pop.
You know, you stick your quarter in and you get some internet pop. Internet bop. And now you can do the internet WAP. That sounds like a racial slur. I shouldn't say that word no more.
And back to the racism episode. Chris, here's the thing about music on the internet. You got your, you know, you got your Mariah Carey. You got your J-Lo. And you got your Van Halen. I don't know which one to listen to. Am I right? There's so many choices.
I mean, yeah, like, that's what? What's that got to do with the internet?
It's really hard.
You name three artists that that rose to prominence about 20 years before the internet existed.
It's so hard on the internet.
What's hard?
It's all very difficult.
Okay.
It makes it's and I don't even know what to do with my music anymore. Do I got my iTunes? Do I got my Winamp? I don't know.
Hey, that's a good example. You and I have at one point in time considered ourselves serious musicians. How successful?
It was a mistake.
Yeah, well.
Wait, sorry. Go on.
How successful were you in your endeavors using the internet?
Incredibly. I was a big hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was the artist formerly known as George Michael.
George Michael, huh?
Yep, that's me.
Oh. You never know when you're doing a podcast and it turns out to be George Michael you're sitting next to.
Right. See, it's so funny. You didn't even know. Because I shaved my iconic beard and I took out my iconic cross earring.
Did you take off your iconic jeans? Oh, no, you're still wearing them.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's, yeah.
Butt huggers.
Yeah.
I like to call them.
It's my trademark.
The kind that look like you painted them on with paint. So.
That's gross.
So I think, well, my thing is like, I guess it's like this, like my point is we used to do music and we used the internet to some extent, to try to promote ourselves. And I guess it's like, it's this crowded field. It's almost like it lies to you. Oh, the internet's a great place to promote yourself. And everybody, you know, is like, oh, you should upload your songs to iTunes and all this, but it doesn't like account for the fact that, okay, there's still a 99.999999999% chance that no one is ever going to hear you because there are so many other people.
And you say that with sufficient lab results. Chris has been working on this for quite some time. He gathered a panel and they've been running experiments. Turns out that those are the results. It was very surprising to us all. See, another bad thing about the internet, like when I was in a band, it's like you go with other bands and everyone's like, oh, listen to my band. And that's all they really care about. And now it's like ultrified of that. Because everyone's all listening to my band, but they're all can't listen to everyone's band. I don't know which one to listen to. Is it Van Halen? Is it Mariah Carey? Is it the Moby? I don't know.
Moby. I haven't heard that name in a while.
And here's another thing about the internet. Music used to be like, like that's like, you know, the golden age of music, arguably, when it sounded like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And now music's like, and I'm like, what is this? What is that? Is that the internet? That's what the internet sounds like. I think it sounds like a dork.
It does. And the thing is, what you were saying about, like, everybody's listening, listen to my band, listen to my music. It's like, that's the worst thing. Anybody who's a musician out there, how many times have you had a, put something up on the internet and you get a comment and you get a little email that's like, somebody commented on your, post. And you go in and it's them saying, hey, that's cool. Come check out my page. Oh, you don't really like me. It's such a letdown.
You gotta give some if you wanna get some. It's the way of love today. It's the way of love, but it isn't the same way that it used to be, no.
Right.
If you could even express the love that you have for your fellow brother, I dare to test your mother. You will not be my friend, no, no. That's what I would sing to bands when they don't listen to my music on the internet.
You should post that in the comments.
And it's kind of like the olive branch. It's like maybe I could unite the musicians of the world with that song.
Yeah.
Bring them all together. It's going to be a grand harmony. Let's stop singing about our Coca-Cola. If we're all going to unify, we should probably sing about...
It's like the new We Are the World.
Yeah.
But more...
What is that?
We Are the World? It's a... Never mind.
Is that stupid Hope to Teach the World to Sing song?
What?
Never mind.
Man, you gotta do some research, man. You gotta go to the library.
Here's what I'm saying. Where is Van Halen on the internet?
Van Halen?
I need more.
Man,
why doesn't the internet bring back the classics? I'm talking Van Halen.
I'm talking Salt and Pepper.
I'm talking the Beatles.
MC Light.
How about also
Young MC
Jefferson MC Airplane? Why doesn't the internet bring that back if it's so smart?
Internet don't know nothing about no Jefferson Airplane. The internet don't know nothing about none of them. I think my thing is like if you are posting music to the internet, it's with the sad hope that like the right person will see it. And nobody cares unless you're doing stuff in the real world.
No one has time for music anymore. That's the other problem with the internet. We used to have music, and that's what we used to do. I'm bored, come home from school, listen to music. Mm-hmm. What do I do now when I come home from school and I'm bored? I don't, because I don't go to school, but I also would
drop
if
acid.
I did. Yeah, like that's what people used to do. And now they go back home, and they go on the internet, they check their emails. They check, you know, their sites, and where is their time for music? It's just the internet.
And how about this? Yeah, you make a good point. How about this? When you're listening to music on the internet, are you just listening to it?
No. It's you just listen to the internet.
Well, you're
music comes out of a CD or a record, Chris.
That's
a computer
internet.
Is not either of those things. It doesn't make sense. And or a tape cassette, even perhaps a wax cylinder.
You can't even, like, listen to it because it's, like, half the time when I'm listening to music, I'm also doing something. I remember, like, and this is a straight-up diss to the internet. You know why? Because I remember when I was in high school, we put our cassette tapes in the tape player, and we play music, and we just let it play, and me and my buddies would just sit there and listen to it. And it wasn't weird. It was just like...
Yeah, now if you, like, sit and you just, like, put on a record and you sit in the same room with other people, it's like serial killer.
Right. It's, like, weird. And it's, like, it, even if you're by yourself, you feel the need, you're compelled to, like, hop on Facebook or share it on Facebook or check this or check that. You can't just listen to it because the internet's just looming over you because everything that you have has the internet on it. You want to listen to it on your phone? There's the internet. Want to listen to it in your car? There's the internet.
And then as soon as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, I gotta comment on this. I gotta say, hey, less this, more Van Halen.
Less this. that's your go-to. You just copy and paste less this, more Van Halen.
That's, I have it on my clipboard, so I don't have to type it out because I write it so frequently. Like sometimes I called him Man Halen. I typed it wrong. Oh, Man Halen. Old Man Halen. Song about the internet. I wish that it had more Van Halen in it. It would be better than. I wish I could listen then. If I had Eddie Van Halen is the one for me. I love that Eddie V. I love that Eddie V. He makes the guitar sound like a rock star. Oh yeah. Oh.
We miss you, Eddie.
Come back, Eddie. I love you.
Living broke, looks like we owe a grand. Oh man, that's just a bummer. Oh man, that's just a bummer. Hold my hand, no freaking out, it'd be okay. Cause I'm your man. Oh yeah, that's not a bummer. Oh yeah, that's not a bummer. Mother may I come through and chill on weekends. My days a pool of Deborah. I'm swimming in the deep end. Can't find a church chicken. El Pollo is my deacon. We watching Sin of Secrets. We know you lames are creeping. Parade of Puerto Ricans. I try to match that pride. Too broke to see my nieces. Can't put that pride aside. New Prada shoes are reaching. They call that shoe aside. Been hurting all my life. Ah. Hold my hand.
All right, so what is the biggest hallmarks of internet music? It's the iTunes. For show.
Yeah. What happened?
So, okay, like, how about this? This is the biggest scam, like, well, since, you know, well, actually, the human race has quite a few scams that are pretty big, not to mention colleges, the government, etc., religion. anyways, now that I've lost all of our listeners. All right, so this is a big scam. They still charge you just as much. Like, think about how much money went into, like, making a physical CD, like, getting the case. It's like plastic. It costs resources. Then you have to distribute it and ship it. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, that makes a lot of sense to pay money for a CD. And it's a physical thing that got to you.
Right.
And now we can get these things streamed to us, and it's like, we're going to just charge you the same price, maybe a little bit more.
Right.
It's bullshit. Like, it's free. You just have it. You do nothing.
Right.
It's like self-replicate, you know, it's like a gremlin with an, it's like a gremlin under a waterfall. That thing's never gonna stop producing. We would be up to our necks in gremlins.
We couldn't get
from
through
just
this.
One.
We couldn't get through this show without you bringing up gremlins reproducing under waterfalls, could we?
Or just toss a gremlin in the middle of the ocean. It's like the ocean would just become a sea of gremlins.
Ooh.
Now we are getting somewhere on a show about music. Let's have gremlins. You know, gremlins taught me about... Yeah, that's where I used to get my music from, movies like Gremlins. That's how I learned about Fats Domino.
That's how I learned about New York.
See? You learn a lot from, and now the internet's here, and now we gotta learn about our songs from there, and they're just like,
that's why there's no more Gremlins movies. Because of the internet.
The internet killed it.
The internet killed the Gremlins.
No.
Gizmo.
and it bastardized it into Gizmodo.
So, yeah, iTunes. Let's talk about iTunes. Because here's my thing.
Like, yeah, it is. Like, they don't have to ship it. They don't have to print it. It's the music's there forever. And you, and so, like, they just get way, way, way more money.
And it's like, iTunes is, like, the perfect example of how the little guy will, for the most part, it's like winning the lottery, really. Being successful in music, and I think iTunes shows you that, because you have the perfect avenue to level the playing field, right? But then you go to iTunes and the new music is, oh, let's see what talented new and unsigned, not heard about artists are on iTunes. Oh, Coldplay, Skrillex, Jason Derulo, Keith Urban, you didn't tell me you had a new album out.
The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
That's not music.
So you have a perfect avenue to showcase all these different kinds of music. And it's there somewhere. But what's on your front page?
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Twice, actually. I see two Pitbulls.
both of them the man and not the dog. In the same picture of Pitbull. No, three Pitbulls.
Oh, really? I'm like, what am I, on iTunes or my local dog adoption society website? I don't even know. And that's another thing that's wrong with music.
Pitbull, more Pitbull.
Where's Van Halen? Not even a single one. Can you believe it?
This is stupid. That really upsets me. You have this perfect vehicle, and instead you just showcase the same stuff that you see everywhere.
What's a Pandora and a Spotify?
What about them?
What is it?
Streaming music.
Is it on iTunes?
No.
Oh.
Why?
I
feel like you're making a point that I'm missing. Or are you making a point that you're missing as well?
Well, like, okay, so like there's iTunes, and that's like silver and gray, and then Spotify is green. So that's something that's different. What's up with that?
That's your only contribution? That's how you're going to do it today?
Spotify says music is for everyone. Okay, well, if that's true, then what about the people who are deaf?
Ouch.
Well, I bet they're pretty pissed off. Another problem with internet music.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Beethoven was deaf.
Beethoven was a slobbery dog, and he just barked, Chris. And dogs are not deaf. They're just colorblind. Don't you know anything? I thought you tell me to do research earlier. You know, but I know why you got it. It's because you're subconsciously in your head, because I'm talking about my local dog adoption shelter website. So you're thinking of Beethoven, just going back to your childhood.
You know what?
You're just wishing for a time when there was no internet, so you could just watch things like Beethoven. You could watch Homeward Bound.
No!
You love your dog movies! Toby Terrier. Chris watches dog videos.
Why do you have to tell everybody? Look, the thing is, like, yeah, Spotify, Pandora, they let you listen to music. That's cool, I guess.
Hey, look, when I listen to music radio, I want to hear a DJ. Where is that on the Spotify? Where is that on Pandora's box?
You miss DJs?
Yeah, we got it. Otherwise, I don't know what the song is.
The first person to ever say that.
I know.
Hey, you got some top top.
This is like, I hope this isn't like some weird monkey's paw situation where suddenly my wish comes true and internet DJs come on. Just gonna off myself now.
Remember when MTV VJs were like weird?
Whoa, we're opening up a Pandora's box on here. Oh, yeah. You know, that is funny. MTV always hired, like, the creepiest people to be their DJs, like Kurt Norris or whatever.
Oh, yeah, he's like an older guy, wasn't
he? Yeah, he looked like he was suffering from some strange, like, autoimmune disease. Like, where's Luther Vandross on the internet? That's what I'm saying.
He's dead. Case closed.
No way. If Elvis were still here and the internet was here, then he wouldn't have
died.
Yeah.
No, I think he would have died. That's like a thing humans do. So.
I never did it.
So proud of yourself for not being dead. Well, I guess
it's pretty impressive. There's so many things trying to kill me. Radiation for one.
Fast food.
Yeah. Mickey D's. It's out for me. It's got a crosshair on my back.
Olestra.
And Pitbull.
And Pitbulls.
No, they're just the good.
It's the guy, Pitbull.
And that and Auto-Tune.
Auto-Tune.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you gotta find my music in Auto-Tune time, because I'm a jamboree man.
Oh, I think Jay-Z killed Auto-Tune a few years ago, though, didn't he?
No, it still exists. You just download it.
He killed
it. I hope he didn't, because I was hoping to use it.
Killed it with a knife. And now we ain't got no auto-tune. So, I guess my thing is, like, ease of accessibility once again has killed opportunity. Because, like, your chances of being discovered as a musician are lowered by the internet. We've already kind of established that, because now you've got 1,000 other people.
It's like if you want to get a sweet kiss from a fine young dame. But then, like, but instead of that, like, there's just fine young dames lined up on the street, like, in the entire travel path of when you go to the store for grocery shopping, and at each one's shoulder to shoulder, and they all give you kisses.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, okay. So, I think, well, the thing is, like, you have
your opportunities lowered because you got people who suck, like, are crowding the field in a way that couldn't have been done before because the internet didn't exist, and people who suck just got booed off the stage. Now, people who suck get comments.
Ridiculed.
Right, they get ridiculed until they kill themselves. So the internet's killing people.
Our darkest episode yet. Music on the internet. So, if you were perhaps convinced otherwise that maybe we didn't know what we were talking about, professionals as we are, that the internet is bad for music, here's some of the, just a sampling of what the internet has brought to you. We got Soulja Boy. We got Miley. Who else? We got Gangnam Style. We got What Did the Fox Say? Mm-hmm. It's like not even, that doesn't even muster enough strength to play one powerful note. The Van Halen on one fret of his sweet guitar.
Can we talk about What Does the Fox Say for a minute?
Yeah. They farted the song out and then...
this would be funny. And then they clicked it and uploaded it.
This would be very funny.
Look at all
Lord, these... come look at the fox.
Look at all these views. Where did they come from? Big blue eye pointing nose. That's all I say.
That's very funny. The way you found it, the way that fox says.
And now they have... Let's see how many views What Does the Fox Say has.
Well, hardworking artists like Kenny Chesney just can't get a break.
What Does the Fox Say? The official video has 380,321,088 views.
That's not as many as I thought.
That's a lot of views. Are you kidding me?
I guess.
Pete Wentz here only has 353. And he's in Fallout Boy.
Pete Wentz only has 353 views. My, how the mighty have fallen. See, all right, and now here's really truly the worst part about the internet. It's hurting one of the most time-honored and respectable American traditions. Say it with me. The record industry.
Record industry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about the hardworking men and women who slaved 40, sometimes 42 hours a week in, tall corporate high-rises where the air is thinner? They had to actually, they had to breathe heavier, really enduring, so that they could produce classic hits such as Diving by Van Halen. I'm so sorry to the good people of Sony BMI, of Island, of Virgin, all the dedicated and hardworking people of the record industry. You have my empathy, sincerely.
So what do you think? What does the Fox say? Tell us in the comments. Today our free music came from Old Drippy, Let Me Down. Other track was Kyle Woods and Show You Suck, The Deep End. If you want to check out these songs, go to SoundCloud or go to our website. You can hear the whole song and download them for free. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr. And, like us on SoundCloud. Repost. Add us to your playlist. If you're an artist, send us an email. nicebangs@bangtheinternet.com. And we'll bang your track on the show. But that's only if it's free and only if it's good. If it sucks, keep it to yourself.
Man, I remember when instead of music on the internet, it used to be more a little bit like... Goodbye, everybody. Sorry, goodbye, everybody. Bang the internet, yeah.